We're up to Torah Kuf Chav Dalet. We're putting on Chav Dalet. Rabbeinu's on basis this time on a Gemara Masechim. The Gemara says on a wording, on a term that's used in Tehillim, wherever it says Lamanatzeach Shir Mizmor or Shir Mizmor Lamanatzeach, that terminology, the Gemara says, note that the wording could have been Linatzeach Shir Mizmor. Natzeach means a victor. Minatzeach is one who makes victorious. That's Hebrew grammar. Noitzeach is one who is victorious. Minatzeach is one who makes victory, one who makes a victory occur. The question is, what is this talking about? So the Gemara says, Zamru, we give song, Lemi sheminatzchin oisoi v'sameach, to the one who allows himself to be won over, and he's happy about it. Who does this refer to? Hashem. Hashem is a minatzeach. He likes having people be victorious over him. Rabbi Nizal explains, what does this refer to specifically? Ki kshemedaber lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a person speaks to Hashem, umefarish sichosoi betainois ubakoshois, and he explains his words with all types of complaints and requests, he speaks elaborately to Hashem, discussing his whole situation. Rabbi Nizal says, Roitzel lenatzeach es HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochel. The person wants to win over Hashem to his side. In other words, kaviyochel, let's say Hashem had a certain pattern of the way things should look, al pi derech hateva, and let's say I need wealth based on a certain situation, so I discuss with Hashem and I argue and I plea and I use everything I can to win over Hashem to my side, to get him to see things my way. As the Gemara says, Asei Ritzaincha ki Ritzainoi, Kedei Sheyase Ritzainoi ki Ritzaincha. You do the will of Hashem so that Hashem will do your bidding, your will. So Rabbi Nizal says, when this takes place, and the person wants to win over Hashem, Vashem Yisporach Yeshloi Tainug Mizeh, Hashem derives pleasure from this. Hashem derives pleasure from being won over. As the Pasuk says, Shir Mizmor Lamanatzeach. We sing a song to the one who enjoys being won over. Alkein Shoileach Loi Diburim. Therefore Hashem sends the person words, Sheyuchal Lamanatzeach Yisrei Kaviyochel, in order that Hashem, that the person should be able to win over Hashem. Kedei Lekabel HaTainug, in order that Hashem should receive this pleasure of being won over by a child. Because without the help of Hashem, certainly it would be impossible for a person to devise a speech with which to win over Hashem. It's not possible. It's ridiculous. Hashem himself sends the person words and explanations and excuses by which to win over Hashem. This is what Rabbeinu Zal says here, which means that a person in his Hispaidus, one of the most important things that a person should ask for is Hashem. I was zeichet to learn, based on a Gemara Masechim, the fact that Rabbeinu Zal says that you enjoy being won over. No matter how bad I am, you are toiv umeitiv laroim v'latoivim. You like to do good for me, you are ohev amo Yisrael. Therefore, please guide me as to how to speak to you. Show me how to send me diburim. Send me words to speak to you, which will find favor by you, and with which I'll be able to be menatzeach you. With which I'll be able to be menatzeach you. Because Rabbeinu Zal said here clearly that this is something that I on my own cannot do. It's something that requires your assistance. Therefore, I'm begging you to help me. Just like the Gemara says in Kiddushin. The Gemara says, B'chol yoyim v'yoyim yitzroi shalom esgabra lov. Each and every single day, a person's yitzahara strengthens itself over the person. V'lmolei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael ha'yanayfil b'yaday. And if not for the help of Hashem, the person would certainly fall into the hands of the Satan. Which means that you have an out. You have something to say now in your response to this. The Gemara says very clearly that this is not a battle that I can wage on my own. I'm not even expected to wage it on my own. The Torah, Hashem himself testifies that this isn't a battle, it's not an equal battle. The Satan has the overhand completely. Elamai, the Gemara says that the eight says, ask Hashem to help you. Therefore, I'm asking you, help me be menatzeach the Satan. Help me be menatzeach you. I should be zecher to give you this pleasure of being won over by a Jew. Just like the Gemara says with Moshe Rabbeinu, that Hashem said when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos, Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu the luchos, which was such a fabulous item. Imagine the craftsmanship of Hashem, and Moshe Rabbeinu took it and broke it. What did Hashem say? Yasher koichacha, yafe koichacha sheshimarta. You did a very good thing in breaking it, because he won over Hashem. He tricked Hashem. Hashem, with the luchos intact. Hashem would have had a good complaint against the Jews. That's the ksuba. That was supposed to act as the ksuba against Bnei Israel. And Hashem had a legit, here, you committed adultery. Here's the ksuba to show it. Moshe Rabbeinu broke the ksuba, so he was menatzeach Hashem. Where else do we find an example of this, that Hashem wants to be won over? By the Egel Azov. What does the Gemara say took place over there? That Hashem said a certain item which he showed Moshe Rabbeinu that he was leaving himself wide open for Moshe Rabbeinu to come and attack. What did he say? What did Hashem say? Hashem said, Hanichali, let me at him and I'll kill him. Hashem didn't say, I'll kill him, I'll kill the Jews. He said, Hanichali. He said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hanichali, let me at them and I'll... And the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu heard the words Hanichali and that was all he needed. Haha, you mean it requires my permission? No, I'm standing here and I'm going to keep you busy. You're going to argue with me until your whole caste subsides, kaviyochel. And then we'll argue it out like man to man. And meanwhile, the Yidden will be left alive. We see again that kaviyochel Hashem was merames to Moshe Rabbeinu, that I enjoy being won over. Hanichali, that was Hashem himself presented the opening for Moshe Rabbeinu to come in and battle until he won, literally. And that's what Rabbeinu is talking about here, exactly. That this is the whole mission in the hispidedness of a person. A person is out to win over Hashem, to get Hashem to see his point, to convince Hashem to be mekarev him, to give him the shefa that he needs, to avoid tirdas haparnosa, to be zecher shalom bayis, all the things that he needs. And Rabbeinu Zal says, don't think Hashem is against you. Hashem, really, the innermost thought of Hashem is that he wants to help you. And you have to ask him to give you the right words to be able to speak, to be able to win him over.
It's used like Hashem loves when he's being conquered better than won over, because conquered implies something more decisive than won over.
True, conquer is a better word. We need a thesaurus, or else we need Marty Roth to come up with the right word. Conquered is definitely a better word here. Lamanatseach here refers to the one who enjoys being conquered.
I was wondering, whenever you find it, it's a villain. And does it not mean that Hashem is won over to you? It's like against the person that's won over. Doesn't it also mean like Hashem makes victory for somebody else? Like, for example, I'm fighting so-and-so, and Hashem makes me or him victorious. That's
another example of it. Here we're talking specifically about the concept of winning over Hashem. The Gemara in Psachim says, Zamru l'mishim, that's why I said the Sinach refers to Hashem. The wording that's used here is against Hashem. Okay, next. Torah Kuk Chapei. Rabbeinu Zal says, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ichluhu Hayoim, eat the mon today, ki Shabbos Hayoim Lashem, because today is Shabbos for Hashem. V'lom Durazal, the Gemara learns out Masech the Shabbos, Mikan, from this Pasuk we learn out, Shechayev Lechol Sholosh Sudais B'Shabbos, that a person is required to eat three meals on Shabbos. Why? Because the Gemara says, Kitlosu Hayoim Ksivi, because the word Hayoim is written three times over there in the Pesukim, if you take a look. Nimtza, what do we see from here? She'al kol su'uda migibul su'dais ksiv hayoim. That about each one of the three meals on Shabbos, it's written the word hayoim. L'rameis, Rabbeinu Zal says, why? Why is the word hayoim specifically used? If it was a question of writing a strange word three times, it should have written the word su'da three times. Why is it write the word hayoim three times? Rabbeinu Zal says, L'rame is to teach us, Shiloi lechil b'suda shel Shabbos, rak b'shvil hayoim. That when it comes to a meal that's being eaten on Shabbos, the achila Shabbos has to be different than a whole week. The eating on Shabbos has to be only because of hayoim, because of today. Why? Rabbeinu Zal explains now. Ki lefamim oichlim b'shvil sherov me'esmoil. There are times when a person eats a meal. Why? Because he's hungry. Why is he hungry? Because yesterday he didn't have enough to eat, so he wakes up today, he's very hungry, so he's eating today because he got hungry from yesterday. Ulefamim, and at times, b'shvil shelo yeherov l'machor. There are times when a person knows that he's going away at night, let's say, so he sits down and he has a heavy meal at lunch, much more than he would normally have wanted to have. Normally, if he knew that he was coming home for supper, he would have eaten half. He knows that he's going away, he's not going to have access to food, so he fills up big, because he knows he's not going to have food for tomorrow, or right before a fast. People eat badafka extra big, because they know, they figure that some of it will swing over into tomorrow, I won't be that hungry.
Ach bechol suda mi gimel sudais shel Shabbos. But when it comes to each one of the three meals on Shabbos, lo yoichal kiim b'shvil hayoyim. The thing that a person has to keep in mind is that he's eating for today only. Haynu suda zu loy b'shvil kaidim v'loy b'shvil achakach. That he's eating this meal with the kavon. I'm not eating based on previous hunger or based on I'm going to be hungry later. I'm eating just for the tainug of eating right now to be mekayim the mitzvah of Hashem that Hashem said there's an important obligation to eat for the kavod of Hashem on Shabbos, period. Now let's to orient your mind, not thinking that I'm hungry. I the kasher that on Friday afternoon you're not supposed to eat to go into Shabbos hungry. We'll get to that in a minute. Rav Nosazal says, Zeho inyan loy shamati mipiv HaKodesh ba'atzmoi. This item I didn't hear from Rav Nosazal directly. Rak mipi achar she'omar b'shmoi. I heard it from one of the other Talmidim who said it over in Rav Nosazal's name. V'kosavtiv kemoi she'shamati. And I wrote it exactly as I heard it, you know, to write it over. Achakach, afterwards, nizdamein, it occurred, shedibarti imo yizal min yizeh, that I spoke to Rabbein Azal about this item, u'pikpek bi'atzmoi alzeh. And Rabbein Azal himself attacked this. He wavered on this. V'omar, he said, Halay achila Shabbos yekora ma'oid ma'oid. But on the other hand, the achila of Shabbos is very, very precious. U'kemavur b'kol divrei razal, as is explained throughout the Gemara, Shebe Shabbos tzrichin dafka le'choil v'lishtois u'laharbois b'ma'adanim. That on Shabbos a person is required to eat and drink and to have a plentifulness of ma'adanim. Ma'adanim means extra good things, tasty items. Vehevanti, and Rav Nosazal says, I understood from that, she'em kavonosai b'maimer zeh hanal l'mayit b'achila Shabbos chas v'sholom. That Rabbein Azal was not implying in the statement that he meant, not eat a lot, that on a usual meal, sometimes you fill up because you know you're going to be hungry later, but Shabbos, you have to eat just a set amount what you need for that meal. That's not what he was referring to. V'teichen kavonosai b'maimer zeh loibir li klal. Rav Nosazal says, the actual substance of this statement, what Rabbein Azal was really implying, he didn't explain whatsoever. Because I wasn't zeche to talk to Rabbein Azal more about this statement that he had made. Rak, however, achakach shomanu mipiv HaKadosh Zal. However, after that, we heard from Rabbein Azal's holy mouth many times, kama vekama toirais alinyan milas kedushas achila Shabbos. We heard from Rabbein Azal many, many discussions about how great and holy is the mitzvah of eating on Shabbos, which is very precious. The Omar beferish, and Rabbein Azal said very, very clearly, shetzrichin b'Shabbos laharbois b'maychal u'b'mishta kipshutoi, that a person on Shabbos has to eat and drink a lot. In very simple terms, poshut pshat laharbois b'achilo shtia. Ki achilo Shabbos hi kula elikus, kula kodesh. Because the achilo Shabbos is complete elikus, it's kula kodesh. Ayin b'hatoyra sho'alas Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma b'simen nun zayin. Look at chapter nun zayin, which we covered already, where Rabbein Azal there stresses eating a lot on Shabbos. Ulekamon mashikosav shom. She'ikr ulekamon, and look later in Likud around in other chapters what Rabbein Azal wrote, she'ikr kivoid Shabbos hu ho'achila, that the main kavoid of Shabbos is the achila of Shabbos. Ayin shom, take a look over there, va'oy bahar me'mekoymois, and also in many, many other places. Now note this note here, you see the small letter beis, look on bottom for a second, because this is what Rabbein Azal quoted many times. Va'ayin b'sefer Nogid u'mitzaveh. Look at the sefer Nogid u'mitzaveh, which is a sefer written by one of the Talmidim of the Arizal, the Ma'arid Tzemach, I think, was the one who wrote it. Who wrote this sefer? L'ho Arizal. V'chein b'mishnas Chasidim. And also look at the sefer Mishnas Chasidim, which is written by Rabbi Nachum Azariah, also one of the Talmidei Arizal, who says, where he collects, he summarizes the Kisvei Arizal. The Mishnas Chasidim is sort of a summary, going through the different places in the Kisvei Arizal, all the items that pertain to mitzvahs, like tzitzis, tefillin, Shabbos. This, he goes in topic sequence, mentioning all types of halacha items and kabbalah items that the Arizal said on those things. Shekosav lehedya, that he writes there beferish. It's written in the Mishnas Chasidim, and in the Nogim Etzaveh, she'afal pi, she'yechel b'Shabbos, yeser mehatzerach, that on Shabbos, even if a person eats more than is necessary. In other words, normally we talk about histatkus. Eat what your body needs. More than that is taiva sachila. It goes where? It goes to the chitzonim. It goes to the klipos. During the week, if a person for nourishment needs a quarter of a chicken, and because the chicken tastes so good, he eats a half, and he fills himself up where he's stuffed, that extra quarter goes to the klipos. The klipos can have a yanika from that. That's called maestros, just like the nails and the hair are referred to as maestros. Anytime there's something extra, taiv ma'id, ma'id is the Yetzer Hara, the Malach HaMavis, the klipos. Whenever there's very much, that's what they can have a yanika on. So they bring over there in the Kisvei Arizal, she'afal pi she'echa b'shabes yoser yatzerach, einoi ha'ilech l'chitzaynim kemoi b'choyel. It does not go to the chitzaynim, to the outside forces, meaning the klipos, as it does during the weekdays. Ela kuloi nivla be'evorim. It all gets absorbed within the evorim of the person, within the body, and it's all utilized by the person's body, by the person's neshama. Meaning there's no concept of moisturized. Now again, this, a person can die from overeating, chas v'shalom. So this doesn't mean to kill yourself, chas v'shalom, but it means to eat more than you would usually. Usually, number one, item one, and number two, it means that there's a mitzvah on Shabbos, whereas during the week, the most important item to keep in mind is histatkus. If a wife puts a piece of meat on the table and it's not the exact thing you like, and it's during the week, there's a person's mind would be oriented that he's eating, let's say, for maintenance of the body, period. When it comes to Shabbos, a person is out to look for a good piece of meat, the type of meat that he likes most, the type of cake that he likes, the type of this that he likes. The term ma'adanim. Ma'adanim means pleasure, you know, pleasurable items, that kind of thing.
Have anything to do with Rebbe's answer about not getting weight on Shabbos?
Definitely. That, again, that it doesn't chitzaynim. X overweight is a concept of maestros, klipa. This is saying that it's kulay nivla be'evorim, it gets absorbed in the evorim. It's not fat, excess fat, it gets absorbed within the evorim. The evorim is the hands, the feet, that kind of item, period.
And also, listen, you said also, well, I could assume if you look at how much you want on Shabbos, you don't get acne.
Okay, but in any case, we can understand this concept of hayayim in simple terms. Again, that a person on Shabbos should concentrate. Each time he eats, takes a piece of food to say the words L'kovet Shabbos Kodesh, and that to try to orient his mind, I'm not eating like I shouldn't be full later. I'm eating now and I'm trying to enjoy. I'm trying to concentrate on enjoying every piece because Hashem said that there's a mitzvah of enjoying your food on Shabbos. During the week, just the opposite. I try not to think into it, not to make a whole lumbus out of it. On Shabbos, there's a mitzvah of enjoying it. There's a mitzvah specifically of taking pleasure in the achila, so to try to act that way. Baruch Hashem, go ahead.
Do you have anywhere written, you know, the man's admitting the way he accustomed himself to eating, of not getting any pleasure food, or putting food back
as well? Right.
He has specifically that on Shabbos he did not...
Very, very definitely. You look in the Sikh Saran, it says that many times he got sick because he had gotten himself so used to eating little during the week. And on Shabbos he would eat a lot... And he got sick from it. If you recall, take a look. In Sikhas around a few places he brings that. The fact that he would get sick because on Shabbos he would ignore everything. Although his stomach shrank, even he still ate big, you know. And it would get him sick sometimes. But he still stressed this Talmidim minyan of eating laharba yisbachima Shabbos and the term ma'adanim, to look for good items. The fact that Tanoim, Hillel and Shammai used to concentrate during the week if they had a food item, oh, put it away for Shabbos. This is a good honeydew, a good piece, whatever it is, for Shabbos. During the week, I don't want to eat it. In other words, this is an item I'm going to draw pleasure from. Why should I draw pleasure from it during the week when I can have the benefit of drawing pleasure from it on Shabbos when there's a mitzvah in the pleasure? During the week, there isn't that much of a mitzvah. Although, again, if a person eats with the right kavona and he says, I'm eating to have strength for Avodas Hashem, and I'm eating, in other words, I'm trying to enjoy this food to be able to appreciate Hashem or that type of item, there's still kiddusha in it, but nowhere near the amount on Shabbos. Note an interesting item here, the fact that Rabbeinu Zal said that the Iker Kovoid of Shabbos is Achila. Can anybody explain that? Clarify that. In other words, give any kind of clarification on it.
Well, you had mentioned the whole idea of, maybe it's related, the fact that that eating, we're being misameach the body, so the neshama could be more misimcha on Shabbos. I think it was Rabbi Yehuda that you had mentioned the mashal about the person riding on. You mentioned a mashal from him that's why Dachman, the Yom Tov, we have mitzvah to eat. Because if the body's happy, then the Neshama is also happy.
About the Chiyar and the Sumah.
Right.
Okay, Kavoid. I'm looking for the word Kavoid. That the Iker Kavoid of Shabbos is the Achila. What's Pshat in that? And here again, you need a Rav Nosson Zal and a Likutei Halachos to say, you're little kids, you're not well versed enough in Kabbalah, in terminology, Hebrew language, to know the proof. I saw it recently, and when you see something like this, it's like you can't thank him enough. Once he said this, now it's clear as day. We mentioned a million times that what's the main purpose of eating? Reivim gamtzaveim, nafshom behem tesafah, because there's nefusha is cloaked in the food, there's neshama is cloaked in the food. Each time you make a bracha, a nefesh gets a tick, and it's nisala. It's nisala. There are nefushas in the food. What is the sherish of a nefesh? What is the sherish of a nefesh? The kiseh hakavod. Rabbi Elazar brings the term in the Kutamaran that the sherish of the nefushas is in kavod. You recall he mentioned that when a nefesh comes, it comes cloaked in its kavod, which is the aim, kol choyed a kiseh hakavod. The sherish of a nefesh is the kavod, right? Which means that if we say that there are nefushas cloaked in this food, what do we mean? We mean that there's kavod cloaked in this food. Rav Nosson says that's why you know it. When people speak Yiddish, what do they say? Put some kibud on the table. What's kibud? Kibud is achil ashtia. Put some mashke, whiskey, and cake. That's called kibud. That's the term that's used. Why? Why is that? When you want to be mechabe, the person, you have a guest, you want to give him kavod, you do it by giving him food. Why is that called kibud? And this also says, now you understand, because in the food is kavod, literally. In the food is nefashos, the sheirish of a nefesh is kavod, the kiseh hakavod is where all the nefashos were carved out from. So the term nefesh and the term kavod are interchangeable, it's synonymous. Therefore, food bichlal is an item of kibud. It's called kibud. So we talk about an Indian of kavod Shabbos, kavod yontif, it's achila. Or, what else do we say? Clothing. Buy clothing for Shabbos and Yontif. Rabbi Yochanan kori le'lamane mechabdusa. Beged is an Indian of kavod, and achila is an Indian of kavod, literally.
Shabbos. Was it often covered? Shabbos was achila.
Shabbos is malchus. Shabbos is malchus. V'yavoy melech ha-kavod. In other words, why is there an Indian of showing kavod to the Shabbos? Shabbos is a melech. Shabbos is a melech or a malka, and by melech there's an Indian of kavod. V'yavoy melech ha-kavod. Elamai, what do we use to be mechaved? He says the ikar kavod is the achila, because in the achila is nefashos, which means the more you eat, the more kavod you're taking into yourself, or the more kavod you're giving to the Shabbos.
You mentioned at that time that the test were receiving the Neshama Yisera, so we have to dress up and we have to have this whole cloak of kavod to have to come down.
100%.
About this Indian of Hayyim, does it say anything in the Shulchan Aruch about not eating too much on Shabbos afternoon to be able to eat on Shabbos Shulis?
It mentions a warning that a person should try not to overeat ridiculously so that he won't be able to be in the kind of midst of Shalish Sudas. So. But again, we're talking to a normal human being where during the week he eats much less than is necessary. So by him, when we say eating a lot for him, it means naturally to the point where it wouldn't knock him out for a week. It means where he'd be much more full than during the week when he doesn't fill himself up at all. He just eats enough to get by.
Right.
Whereas on Shabbos, he eats where he's full, but not full for 8 hours, full for 4 or 5 hours. Where come Shalosh Shabbos, he can still fit something in. Baruch Hashem.
Like Friday, he said, shouldn't be like, you know, Friday, you're not eating a whole day.
Right, just a second. No, the question is, how could Rabbi Elazar say this if we know that there's a clear halacha of not eating any soup on Friday afternoon to go into Shabbos hungry? So we see in a sense that you're doing just the opposite. You're eating Friday night to cover the hunger from Erev Shabbos. Mm-hmm. You understand? So for that, I think I recall the Parbrois mentioned something. Umashe Om Razal. This is coming from the Parbrois Lachachma. Just listen for a minute. Umashe Om Razal Sheosro Likvoya Berav Shabbos Suda Sheina Rogu Bobi Me'achoyel. This that the Chazal say that on Erev Shabbos it's not permitted to be Koyveya any type of Suda. V'derech Anshei Maiso Lehisanois B'chol Erev Shabbos Kedei Sheyecho B'Shabbos L'Teyovoin. And it was the derech of Anshei Maiso, big Chasidim, would fast on Erev Shabbos B'dafke to go into Shabbos hungry. Rabbi Nachman Shimon explains, by doing that, it's not that you're giving an achiza to the choyl from Shabbos, rak adarabba, just the opposite. Just the opposite, by doing this, you're stamping on, you're putting down the achilas choyl. Why? Ki memayit b'achilosei b'choyl, kidei sheyechol yoyser l'teyovin miyem ha-shabbos, b'shvil kvayt shabbos u'kdushos ha-daika. I have a choice. I know that Friday morning I eat breakfast, I'm covered till 12 o'clock, let's say. Starting 12 o'clock, there's going to be a requirement of eating. Now I have a choice. I can either eat at 12 o'clock and satisfy my requirement of hunger, or I can wait and eat at 8 o'clock, where I'll cover my requirement of satisfying my hunger. Elamai, the eating was done within Shabbos, where it's Fahashem. That was this double profit. So the Parbrois explains that by a person doing that, he's not lessening the Shabbos, he's showing more respect to the Shabbos. That Bedavka, I had a choice, I had a hunger, I could have satisfied my hunger, period, or satisfy the hunger plus give kavod to Hashem. I was willing to hold off to be able to combine it with respect for Hashem. The Efsher ki adarabba, bozen is galabi yoiser sheichel rak l'shemitz v'sud haShabbos v'leikib shutai b'shvil shu rov me'esmal be'er haShabbos. With this, he shows bedavka that he's eating for Shabbos, not because he was hungry from before, ki imkein hoya yochel l'malos ravoyna b'yoy me'esmal b'yatzmoy. Because if he was eating because of the hunger, the satisfying of the hunger I could have done on Friday. V'hu adarabba, here it is atzmoy, he on purpose starved himself, and he says, this is why Rabbein Azal, wavered on this. He says, obviously, that first part, there's something messy there. It appears from that first part that a person has to eat not that much on Shabbos, to eat very little on Shabbos. Wasn't Rabbein Azal's kavona at all. Maybe he had some different kavona. Who knows what Rabbein Azal's intent was, but Rabbi Nachman Shigrinzal here is pretty much dismantling completely any impression that we would have gotten from that first part. He's saying knocked out completely because it contradicts the halachos, number one, and it contradicts Alpi Svara. Which way am I showing when it comes to eating matzah? The Shulchan Aruch says clearly, because matzah is a mitzvah which comes once a year, Shmura Matzah, Boer of Teichel Matzah is, how do I show my respect? By refraining from it, by building up an appetite for it, that's how I show my respect towards it. So on Shabbos we would say that it's usur to go into Shabbos hungry, just the opposite. The mitzvah is to go into hungry, to show that I'm willing to hunger, I'm willing to subtract from here, in order to be able to add on to there. Period. Now note here again, an interesting example. There was a mistake. Rabbi Nosson Zal didn't hear this Torah directly. He heard it from somebody else. Somebody who heard what Rabbein Azal said, and it was possible to twist it into something which Rabbein Azal pikpek al zeh. Rabbein Azal said he wavered on it, and Rabbi Nachman Shigrin Zal dismantled it completely. Period. He disagreed with it totally. As we have the case that Rabbi Zal mentioned about the Baal Shem HaKodesh. Baal Shem HaKodesh once had an incident where he had a dream. I forgot what he saw, some kind of vision, a dream which scared him very much. And it led him to go looking the next day, and he saw one of his Talmidim was carrying a package of notes. And he took out the package of notes that this Talmud was carrying, and he saw that there wasn't a single thing within his notes that the Baal Shem HaKodesh had said. He was taking notes on what the Baal Shem HaKodesh said, and every single item in there contradicted or disagreed with what Baal Shem HaKodesh had said. It's possible for a person to hear, and number one, not know what he hears, or it's possible to hear incorrectly, no question at all. You have the case of the Gemara, two Amarulim sat at a shir, one heard kosher, one heard pasul. What do you do?
He said
that's what Rabbein Azal points out. That Rabbein Azal, another terrorist, says just the opposite, to eat a lot in Shabbos period, and it doesn't seem to jive with what he's saying here. And therefore, Rabbein Azal says, we weren't zeichet to understand what he meant within these words. In other words, we know that he said words like this, but obviously it was misunderstood. We missed, you know, the punchline was missed in what he was referring to.
These words, the sentences that follow here, is what these words that
it's get. Contradictory to the first part. You understand? There's two parts in this Torah. There's the first part and the second part. The first part, the second part says that contrary to what you just saw on Shabbos, Rabbein Azal said it's a mitzvah to eat a lot and to go into Shabbos hungry. It's Rabbein Azal says, "Bezayhar bekama mekayim bezayhar in the Zayar Kodesh." In many places, where the Chavraya, the Talmidim, praised Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi Zal, Isa, it is written, for example, Vai ledoro katistalik, woe to this generation when you will pass away. The Talmidim said to the Rebbe, woe is to this generation when you'll pass away. Rachmano Atzlan. Rabbi Nizal says, Paik, go out, Ayin, study, Vitishkach, and you'll find. In other words, investigate, you'll see that this Lashon is found in many places in the Zohar Kodesh. If you look at the Gimel, they bring about 10 examples. Ayin, Chelek Aleph, Daf Pei Gimel, Vitzadik Beis, Vitzadik Beis. Daf Chav Gimel, Samaches, Samavov, Samazayin, so, you know, a lot of places in the Zohar Kodesh where the Talmidim of Rabbi Shimon Yechoezal mentioned this Lashon to him. Vehu Bechinas, what is this the Bechinov? Vehu Bechinas, Shovas, Vayinofash. We say the Friday night davening, Uvayim Hashvi'i, Shovas, Vayinofash. Hashem rested and he completed. And the Gemara darshins, Kivon, Sheshovas, Vai of Donefesh. The Gemara says that the nature of a person is that as soon as it becomes Shabbos, what's his first thought? Seif Maise b'machshava tchila, we always say. When a person is starting Shabbos, what's the first thought that enters into his mind? This is so enjoyable, it's such a pity that tomorrow night it's all going to fade away, chas v'shalom, that kind of feeling. So Rabbeinu says, that's what the Gemara says, b'feirush and be'a, kivon she'shavas, as soon as it becomes Shabbos, the person has a feeling of vai of the nefesh, woe that I'm going to have to lose the nefesh yisera after Shabbos is over. Hainu shemachmas gredol hatainug shelanefesh yisera shebo b'shabbos, because of the fabulous pleasure that the person gets from having this nefesh yisera come on Shabbos, al kein maschilim tekef lehizgageya ulehitztaer alavedas hanefesh k'moy shekosuv. Therefore, the immediate reaction is a feeling, a yearning feeling, and a painful feeling over the fact that you know that this is a temporary item. It's only here temporarily. I'm going to have to give it up. I just got it, and I'm told you can only have it for one day. You know, right away, as good as it feels, there's a certain sorry feeling in it. Kain hacharaya. That note, a person who has kids sees this with kids. You give a kid a toy, and you tell him you can only have this for so much amount of time, and then you have to share it with this one and give it to this one. You look at the kid, you'll see that as much as there's a certain reluctance, a certain broken feeling, a yearning on his part that, as good as it, he feels, but can I have it a little, do I have to share it with him? That kind of feeling, do I have to give it up? There is that initial reaction, look, you're just being given the item, and yet there's a nature, if you know that it's temporary, there's a nature to feel sorry over the fact that you're going to have to give it up so quickly. Kein ha-chavraya, so to the chavraya, machmas gredol ha-ta'anugim v'ha-shiyashuim she-kiblu mi-rabo Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi, because of the fantastic pleasure that they derived from their Rabbi, Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi zal, al-kein tekef u-miyad his-filu l-is-gageya. Therefore, there was the exact same reaction that immediately they felt a yearning, a sorry feeling, and it occurred to them what type of suffering they would have when Rabbi Shimon Yechoezal would be nifter. Now note an interesting concept here. Look what Rabbi Nizal is saying here. Number one, that a normal Jew, when Shabbos comes, is supposed to have this type of feeling. A normal Jew, each time he sees his Rebbe, he's supposed to have this feeling. And if a person finds that when Shabbos comes, and this doesn't happen to him, or that when he's sitting with his Rebbe and learning, this doesn't happen to him, that person knows that he's sick. He's lacking in hergish. He's lacking in being a Jew, literally. Rabbi Yechaim Shlita mentioned many times in Shurim, that if a person is zeicha to hargosha dikdusha, if a person is zeicha to feel what the pleasure of Shabbos is, we mean feel it in all 248 organs in a body from head to toe, or to feel the sweetness that there is in the Torah, in Avodas Hashem, that person, you can't tempt him with any other taiva. There's nothing that compares to this ethereal type of pleasure. That's if a person is zeicha to this hargish. What if he's not? If he's not, he has to really cry to Hashem, Hashem, I'm sick, I'm a piece of stone, I'm a piece of wood, I don't feel this. I don't feel an explosion go off, I don't feel my whole body change when I go to the mikveh of Shabbos. I don't feel like I'm taking off a filthy garment and I'm putting on nice, new, clean clothing. Or when I sit down to a shir, I don't feel this unbelievable yearning, a desire not to want to let go. The thought that the shir is only going to last 45 minutes, and then it's over. Picture the times when Rabbi Zal gave a shir at Shal Shudas, when it was so, you knew that for those 45 minutes he was taking you for a tour in Olam HaYisrael Yaidim. He was giving you new items that you'd never heard before. Picture how much hishtaykikos there should have been. How is it conceivable to be tired or to let it slip by, or, you know, not to feel all of this hergish, unless a person is sick inside, chas v'shalom. period. This is what Rabbeinu Zal is pointing out here. So because this Chavraya was Zeichet Teres Hergish, therefore they reacted the same way to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Zal as they did to the Shabbos Kodesh. Now Rabbeinu Zal adds on a footnote. B'chol mokrim sheshimchu ha-chavraya es Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai al shegila lahem sait nifla. Every single place in the Zohar Kodesh where you find that the Chavraya praised Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Zal because he had revealed to them a wondrous secret, Tinsa, you'll find she'achar kach omo lahem oid chidushei Torah. That he didn't stop there. He would get this reaction from them, and then he would say, "Now let me add something to it," and he would add on more chidushei Torah. This is what Rabbeinu Zal. Now these two items, take a look at them. It seems like two interesting items. Number one, this and this. Number two, this and this. Rabbeinu Zal explains in the Kotel that these two are one and the same. When we talk about a nefesh yisera coming to a person, what brings on the nefesh yisera? What actually brings it on? You know what brings it on? There's a notice. There's a shofar blown in heaven. Kaviyachol, just like in Yerushalayim Yerakodesh, they blow a shofar on Erev Shabbos. The Gemara says is that in heaven they blow shofar every Erev Shabbos, summoning in the Shabbos. The shofar is born. There's an announcement made that Shabbos is about to begin. And what's the initial reaction on people? They feel, wow, Shabbos is coming, but it's such a pity that I'm going to have to give. Shabbos is so great, I feel a yearning, I feel a pain, and that I'm going to have to give it up. And the reaction, Shabbos is so great that I feel a pain and that I'm going to have to give it up, Rav Nosson says that itself is what brings on the Neshama Yisera. Kivon Sheshovas Vayovdo Nefesh, when a person reacts this way, that's what brings about the... What is Vayinofash? Vayinofash means, and there was a Nefesh. What makes the Nefesh? The Vayovdo Nefesh. The Kisufin, that yearning, that sorry feeling that I'm going to have to give this up, that's what brings about a reaction from Hashem, that he actually presents the Nefesh Yisera, just as we find by Rabbi Shimon Yochai Zal. He would say something, and then by their praising him and saying, it's such a pity that this is, we're going to have to give this up, that's what would make him say more, so too by the Nefesh Yisera. It's this attitude of Vayah of the Nefesh that brings the Tosfos Neshama Yisera. And Rabbi Zal mentioned it in Halacha Shir recently, if you recall. He was talking about the fact that Rabbi Zal says that whenever a person goes to do a mitzvah, the mitzvah itself helps him do the mitzvah. Person wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah itself helps him. What's pshat? Here again, a person says, I want to be zeicher to get to Eretz Yisrael. Just by expressing that hishtaykikus alone, the mitzvah takes a step towards the person, and it gives him a bechina of a nefesh yisera, just like Shabbos. You say vayel of the nefesh, you get the nefesh yisera. You say Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael gives you a piece of Eretz Yisrael, a heritage of Eretz Yisrael, enough to propel you, to push you towards Eretz Yisrael. In other words, when is the Aschola? Just like the Chesed Avrom says, Rabbi Zal once mentioned this, when does a person begin to receive the Nefesh Yisera of going to Eretz Yisrael? Just like when Shabbos comes, there's an Hashem Yisera. Rabbi Zal, the Sifrei Kabbalah bring clearly, when a person goes into Eretz Yisrael, they receive a Nefesh Yisera. When does that come? From the second a person starts out the trip from his house. Again, why? Because the minute he makes the first move towards the item makes a move towards him. Shuvo Eli, v'shuv aleichem. This is the nature of Kedusha. You make a move towards it, right away the mitzvah itself comes towards you to help it out. And so too with the Rebbe and Talmud, Rabbi Nizal says here. The minute they showed a hishtekikus towards him, automatically it brought out a reaction, as the Gemara says. Rabbi Akiva told us, Talmidim, Rabbi Yisra Godel told Rabbi Akiva, Yaisu ima sheha pora, that it's always that much more than the calf wants the nurse, that the mother wants to nurse the calf. Elamai, you have to give that little opening, show that hishtekikus the yearning, and then the item comes towards the person.
By his having 100%, especially Wednesday, Thursday, 100%.
By saying the words Lechuna Ranano on Wednesday morning and having in mind, there's 3 days to Shabbos, I can't wait till it's coming. Literally, it begins coming from that point. It means that you're declaring that I'm making my trip towards Shabbos starting Wednesday morning. You make your trip towards it, the Nefesh Yisera comes out to greet the person. No, I'm saying this is what's brought in Likutei Halachos. He talks about this.
But the day of Yom Kippur won't be in Sol, it's Wednesday morning, Yom Kippur starts Wednesday night.
Of course not, it's two different things.
Mm-hmm. You said a person doesn't feel like the sameness of the title of Shabbos
I couldn't be tempted or anything.
Right.
Like when temptation comes, you're not in the middle of a shiur, or you're not in the middle of a shiur.
The answer is not true. Because again, a physical temptation, a taiva for food, it is a taiva, it is a spiritual item, you understand? It's waves, there's electronic waves going from this piece of cake to me. But a person who can feel what it means, in other words, when he gets dressed up, he goes to the mikveh Shabbos, he washes himself all around completely, gets dressed up in Ubegodim, and he prepares with his spiritus, Hashem Lami Bizarcha, to feel what Shabbos is. The Sforim say that it's a whole, I become a new person, let me feel like a new person. The minute a person is zeichet to feel like that, a drop, it's a pleasure. It's a feeling that, in other words, you empty out your pockets physically for more money, but picture the feeling if your goof, your whole body, your hands feel empty, a light feeling. That person, the pleasure that he gets from that kind of feeling, when he's shown a temptation of a piece of seven layer, he sees that there's no comparison line, that it's a cheap, compared to that, this is cheap. It's not that I'm denying that this is a taiva, it's a taiva, but everything's relative. Compared to that pleasure, that fabulous feeling that I feel over here, the lasting feeling, this is a cheap kind of item, I can't go into it head over heels, that kind of thing. That's what it means. And so too with a shiur. You picture sometimes when Rabbi Zal gave a shiur where a person really felt like it was phenomenal. You walk out with a fantastic feeling, you know, really pleasure, like, wow, I really felt good inside. Not just saying wow to impress him. I personally felt really wow inside. The person at that time, you show him a piece of cake, you put down a gashmiastic item for him, no matter what it was, that moment the person could laugh at it.
That moment,
so the answer is, the objective is that once a person gets used to it, he carries that memory. That's the whole concept of Zikar and Nikdusha.
Mm-hmm.
That when the bad times come, to remember the good times. To remember that I once had this. In other words, I once had this and this. How could I stoop to this and this now? That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Not that at this minute I'm feeling that pleasure, but I know that Shabbos is going to come and I'm going to feel so clean. And how could I mess it up? How could I go into it like a cripple if I'm going to mess myself up with this Savnei Rechaz Rishon? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Just something I heard when you were saying, I guess one of the connection. I just thought of Kassel Aharis, you know, second that Yaakov Avinu thought to go back and maybe in his parallel.
100%. What is that talking about? Eretz Yisrael. That's exactly what the Gemara says, that as soon as Yaakov Avinu was traveling, and then he reminded himself he wanted to go back and daven at the place where his parents had davened, Yitzchok Avinu and Avraham Avinu. The Gemara says as soon as he thought that, there was Kfitzas Haderech, the ground wrapped itself up under his legs, and he was put there in a second. And it's the same thing we see by Yaakov Avinu, because he had the Hishtokikus, the yearning to get there, the item actually took a step to come towards him. And that's 100. That's the wording of Hashem. Sachli Pesach Kipischa Shemachad. And Rabbi Zal mentioned this in many shiurim, that this applies to any mitzvah. A person who has difficulty in learning Torah, he's learning and it comes hard. And he says, Hashem, please, I want to be able to learn. I want to be able to understand this. The Torah itself steps out of its original location and takes a step towards the person. Torah is a kaima. These are all living beings. They have a chelek l'kai in them. They have kedusha. They're living items. Eitz chayim hi l'machzikim bo. This living item comes towards the person.
It's like the Tshuva Reuven. He said like he took a step first and then came to help him. He said normally by adoration.
Right. That he was given the privilege, he was given the zechiah that his grandson came forth with this declaration. Baruch Hashem. And again, this is an item that you don't learn it and forget about it. This is an item to be practiced every single Shabbos, especially every single Yontif, and before a person attends any kind of shiur, a person goes into a shiur, I can go into this and come out of it unchanged, or worse than I walked in. Or I can, in other words, a person is going to sit down in his own house to learn for an hour, to learn Gemara, or Likutei Halachos, or anything. Ask Hashem before he learns, I know, I really believe, I've been told by Dik Tzadikim that there's light in here. There's something in here that makes them explode. I recall looking at Rabbi Zal, he would discuss the term pleasure in learning Torah. And I look at myself and I see, I don't know. To me, it's not pleasure. I'm doing the world the biggest favor if I turn off the TV and I go take out a safer and sit down and it's uncomfortable and it's hot in the house. You know, there's millions of... When it comes to TV, I don't feel hot, this, that. Comes to this, I do. And looking at him, I saw it was just the opposite. Which means that there's a difference between him and me. I'm sick and he's normal. Hashem, please let me be zecher to become normal. Let me be zecher to feel a pleasure in this, to be able to understand it, to be able to understand the Torah and feel pleasure from it. to be able to understand the Kiddush of Shabbos and feel a pleasure from it, and to have the mitzvah itself come to help me. And if a person does this often, the person will see a shinui. There's no question at all, less Reusa Tavar Desavar, there isn't a good thought that goes lost. And especially tefillah, if a person is zeichah before Shabbos to take out a few minutes and Hashem, Shabbos is coming, to the goyim, it's nothing. To most yidden, no sparks go off, no fireworks, no sparkles near nothing. But I know that there are tzaddikim in every generation who are zeichah, that when Shabbos comes, they feel a whole shinui within them. It's a pleasure that's not describable, but yet they feel it. They can't talk about it, but they feel something fabulous inside. Let me be zeicher to feel that kind of pleasure. And if I wish it all be zeicher to be mekayim the etzes of Rabbeinu Zal, the etzes of Rabbi Yechayim, the etzes of the tzaddikim amitim, and be zeicher thereby to get to be real good Jews in its Hashem. Mm-hmm. The Yerida, you're guaranteed. You get it, you ask for it or not. It's the Aliyah that you ask for.
But big people can't do for themselves. Like Ravenazal, it says in the...
Ravenazal, period.
Right.
In other words, we have many big people that came after him that said that he said it, it was for him, that kind of thing. Seriously. You know, Ravenazal mentioned in Shirin that was something that Ravenazal said he used to make Nidori when he was young, mid-rate precious. And he told his... He told Rav Nelson Zal, this was... I did it, but it's not for Shulam Slavio. Put just saying a word like that to the one who wrote Svarim that could take on the whole world. He said to him, this is for me, not for you. Shine in certain items, he was an individual in a class of his own, oblivious from the rest of the world, even the biggest of tzaddikim.